Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. President Trump is recovering from coronavirus at the White House. His doctor says Trump is still contagious, but has met or exceeded all standard criteria for being discharged from the hospital. Sean Kiley says the president has undergone advanced therapy to combat the disease.
We all remain cautiously optimistic and on guard because we're in a bit of uncharted territory when it comes to a patient that received the therapies he has so early in the course.
And Conley says the president won't be out of the woods for another week. In a new video posted on his Twitter page last night, Trump tells people not to be afraid of COVID-19. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she's tested positive for the disease. More from NPR's Aisha Roscoe.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says she's not experiencing any symptoms. She said in a statement that she had tested negative in the past few days, but received a positive result this morning. She said that she has not been in close contact with any members of the press. But McEnany did briefly speak with reporters outside on Friday and again on Sunday, both times without a mask. A number of close aides to Trump have announced they have the virus. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farah is defending the administration. She says that top White House officials are deemed essential workers and must stay on the job unless they get sick. Aisha Roscoe, NPR News.
The White House has blocked new FDA guidelines for allowing potential coronavirus vaccines on the market. The agency had planned to require mass clinical trials to ensure that the drugs released for mass use are safe and effective. It says the drug companies are aware of those standards and are still expected to comply with them. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is reimposing restrictions in 9 New York City neighborhoods because of a spike in COVID-19 cases. More from NPR's Quill Lawrence.
New York City has been running a blend of in-person and online classes for just 3 weeks. Now the governor says schools in the high infection zip codes will revert to all remote learning.
I am not going to recommend or allow any New York City family to send their child to a school that I wouldn't send my child. We're going to close the schools in those areas tomorrow.
Cuomo also said large gatherings, including religious services, must be curtailed. Several of the flare-ups are in Orthodox Jewish enclaves where mask wearing and social distancing have not been observed. The governor said he will reach out to community leaders to enforce the safety measures. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, New York.
U.S. futures are lower in pre-market trading following Monday's gains on Wall Street. The Dow rose 465 points Monday. On stock markets in Asia, shares are mixed, down a fraction in Shanghai. This is NPR News. The children of a Tyson Foods worker who died of coronavirus are suing the company, alleging that few safety precautions had been implemented after the first major outbreak of the disease in Iowa. According to the complaint, 51-year-old Pedro Cano developed COVID-19 symptoms 4 days before Tyson announced it was suspending production in April. One of the stars of professional hockey has tested positive for the disease. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, Edmonton Oilers forward Connor McDavid is under self-quarantine after experiencing mild symptoms.
The Oilers made the announcement on Twitter Monday night, adding that McDavid is self-quarantining at home, and although has some symptoms, he is feeling well. McDavid was second in NHL scoring last season with 97 points. His team didn't make it to the playoffs, which ended a week ago with Tampa Bay taking home the Stanley Cup. The league made it through the so-called postseason bubbles in Toronto and Edmonton without any positive tests in August or September. More than 40 players did test positive in the summer during training camps and a return to play. 6 members of the Ottawa Senators tested positive after the team played in California before the season was suspended in March. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The French government has placed the city of Paris and its suburbs on maximum virus alert amid a surge in coronavirus infections there. Effective today, all bars will be closed and festive gatherings, including family events held in public, will be banned for at least the next 2 weeks. Restaurants in the Paris area can remain open under certain conditions. This is NPR News.